Take our seats, brethren. Once again, we have the privilege of gathering together with our brethren, fellowshipping, studying the Word of the Lord, and building one another up in that most holy faith. I'm sure we've all received a great blessing from the previous sessions of this convention. And this being our last day together, I'm sure that we're each going to seek additional blessings that we can take back to our brethren in our home ecclesias. Let us open our services this morning with our morning resolve. We'll ask Brother Weber from the Antioch Ecclesia to read our morning resolve.
Our morning resolve. My earliest thought I desire shall be, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits towards me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord for grace to help. I will pay my vows unto the Most High. Psalms 116:12-14. Remembering the divine call, gather my saints together unto me, those who have made a covenant with me by sacrifice. Psalms 50:5. I resolve that by the Lord's assisting grace, I will today, as a saint of God, fulfill my vows, continuing the work of sacrificing the flesh and its interests, that I may attain unto the heavenly inheritance and joint heirship with my Redeemer. I will strive to be simple and sincere towards all. I will seek not to please and honor self, but the Lord. I will be careful to honor the Lord with my lips, that my words may be unctuous and pleasant to all. I will seek to be faithful to the Lord, the truth, and the brethren, and all with whom I have to do, not only in great matters, but also in the little things of life. Trusting myself to divine care and the providential overruling of all my interests for my highest welfare, I will seek not only to be pure in heart, but to repel all anxiety, all discontent, all discouragement. I will neither murmur nor repine at what the Lord's providence may permit, because faith can firmly trust Him, come what may. My morning resolve.
Thank you, Brother Weber. Certainly the Lord has gathered his people together, those who have made a covenant to him by sacrifice. Each of us here, I'm sure, has made that covenant by sacrifice. And now, our brother David Rice of the San Diego Ecclesia will read our vow unto the Lord.
A vow unto the Lord. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. May thy rule come into my heart more and more, and thy will be done in my mortal body. Relying on the assistance of thy promised grace to help in every time of need, through Jesus Christ our Lord, I register this vow. Daily will I remember at the throne of heavenly grace the general interests of the harvest work, and particularly the share which I myself am privileged to enjoy in that work, and the dear co-laborers everywhere. I vow to still more carefully, if possible, scrutinize my thoughts and words and doings to the intent that I may be the better enabled to serve thee and thy dear flock. I vow to thee that I will be on the alert to resist everything akin to spiritism and occultism, and remembering that there are but the two masters, I shall resist these snares in all reasonable ways, as being of the adversary. I further vow that, with the exceptions below, I will at all times and in all places conduct myself toward those of the opposite sex in private exactly as I would do with them in public, in the presence of a congregation of the Lord's people. And so far as reasonably possible, I will avoid being in the same room with any of the opposite sex alone, unless the door to the room stand wide open. Exceptions in the case of brethren, wife, children, mother, and natural sisters. In the case of sisters, husband, children, father, and natural brothers.
Thank you, Brother David. And isn't it wonderful, brethren, as we consider this vow given unto us by our Lord at his return through that wise and faithful servant, that this vow, which Brother Russell called a vow of holiness, is possible for each and every one of us daily to keep. Note the careful wording. There's nothing here that is too stringent that any of us cannot keep daily. And Brother Russell, realizing that these last days, when Satan would be going about as a roaring lion seeking to devour, we would certainly need some vows before the Lord to keep our hearts and minds strong and faithful. Now we'll have Brother Mark Candle from the San Diego Ecclesia also read our manna text and comments for today, Sunday, November 28th.
When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? Job 34:29. Who but he, the Lord, the God of all comfort, can give quietness in the midst of tumults which rise upon the soul like sudden storms upon the sea? Like ocean mariners in peril, we cry unto him, and he bringeth us to the desired haven, blessed heaven, of quietness and peace in God. What is the cry which brings this answer of peace? Is it not a prayer that all occasion for disturbance shall be removed? For it is not always the divine will to bring peace to the human spirit in that way. It is not always the best way. But there is a cry which never fails to bring the quietness in which none can make trouble. It is the prayer for sweet, trustful, loving acquiescence in the will of God. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble?
Thank you, Brother Mark. Indeed, I'm sure that all of our lives have been a manifestation of the Lord's guidance in this respect. When he giveth quietness, who then can make trouble? We'd like to briefly consider with you our text, which our Phoenix brethren have chosen for this day, Psalms 97:11-12. Light is sown for the righteous, and gladness for the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, ye righteous, and give thanks at the remembrance of his holiness. And isn't that why we're all here, to give thanks at the remembrance of the holiness of our Heavenly Father? One brief announcement, dear brethren. Any brethren who desire transportation to the airport or to the bus terminal or the train terminal, please contact either Brother Stanley Gorgas or Brother Raguski.